DBHDD is reminding Georgians that the 988 Lifeline can help those worried about opioid and stimulant misuse. The three-digit number is free and confidential. Help is available 24/7. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
Well, today's the day, the 40th and final day of the Georgia legislative session for 2025. It's called Sine Die. As in past years, this should prove to be a very long day. It's clear legislators will need plenty of stamina to get through all the bills still needing a vote. Each chamber worked well into the night on Wednesday, then held committee hearings on Thursday. The big lift today is the fiscal 2026 budget. Otherwise, it's been a week of surprises. The biggest came on Wednesday when just about every Democratic legislator walked out of the House in protest of the vote on a bill that would prohibit gender-affirming care for transgender people in Georgia prisons. The Republican-backed House Bill 185 would outlaw the use of taxpayer dollars for transgender inmates. Republican Representative Scott Hilton of Peachtree Corners.
You know, what struck me most about this bill is that non-criminal citizens would not be able to get this surgery for free in the outside world unless you were in prison. So I don't know why we would offer better health care for criminals than we do for law-abiding citizens.
Bill opponent, Democratic Representative Tanya Miller of Atlanta.
The presenter of this bill shared today in rules that there is not a single case, not one, of an inmate receiving, yet even asking for, a sex change operation.
Republicans passed the bill 100-2. In the Senate, two bills dealing with elections sparked debate. One would allow for hand-marked paper ballots. The other would allow counties to opt out of early voting on Saturdays and prevent voters from hand-delivering ballots the weekend before Election Day. Democratic Senator Jason Estevez.
Many voters have relied on dropping it off the weekend before of election because life happens.
The Senate also took on a bill to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion in K-12 schools and colleges. Republican Senator Max Burns of Sylvania.
We've developed curriculum, programs, degrees, courses, all at taxpayer expense to promote and promulgate the discriminatory ideology of DEI.
Opposing Democratic Senator Derek Mallow of Savannah.
And so when I read words in the bill that talk about you cannot promulgate policies or promote policies or procedures implemented with reference to race, color, sex, ethnicity, national origin, gender identity, or sexual orientation, colleagues, I wonder what made us so nervous about having folks that were diverse.
The legislation passed along party lines. Also this week, a point of pride for those of us on the GPB lawmakers team. Legislators joined House Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones in honoring one of our own.
Wesley Nichols. It's his 25th year as a member of the Capitol Press Corps. He serves as lead Capitol photographer for Georgia Public Broadcasting lawmakers and has helped countless of us with coverage on the formation of laws throughout the legislative process.
Congratulations to Wes.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.